From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
So this is an episode that I have a helper here.
Hello.
It's my sister.
It's me again.
Again. She did, like, all the work for this because I'm tired and lazy and I didn't feel like doing it. So, here, tell them what it is.
So we're going to do an episode about bands with siblings in them. Because we're siblings.
So get it?
That's really complicated.
Got it?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so terrible. Before we actually do anything, I just want to tell you, so, I told Blair what we were doing tonight, and he goes, I said, well, I was like, do you have any, like, sibling bands you can think of? And he's like, Heart, Red Cross, the Ramones, they were all brothers, ha 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 ha. I'm like, dude, like, that's not funny.
Like, it is, it's a little funny.
I'm like, you're such a dad.
They're honorary brothers, right? Aww. I miss the Ramones. Now I'm sad.
I'm sorry. Anyway, let's not talk about the Ramones. So the do you want to do the honorary mentions like after or do the
we'll
start with
there's a lot of siblings are like it's funny because you don't think about it but they're kind of everywhere. Like there's a lot of them that do a lot of the same stuff. That's really vague, but like the Bronte siblings, like they were all writers. Even their brother, who was also an alcoholic and died tragically young, before the rest of them also died tragically young. But you've got, like, Venus and Serena Williams. They're amazing tennis players. They're both amazing tennis players. And, like, the Baldwins, the Bacon brothers. Well, I didn't say they were amazing. I'm just saying they're brothers.
Sorry.
And the Grimm brothers, Jacob and Wilhelm, and you have, like, the Olsen twins, the Wilson brothers, Andrew, Owen, and Luke. The Wright brothers, the Coen brothers.
The Wright brothers. They're better than the Wilson brothers.
And also, actually, the Wright brothers, they had a sister who helped them tremendously. Like, I don't think they would have done what they did without their sister, but she gets no credit because she's a woman.
Of
so,
course.
You know how that goes.
Dicks.
And, like, John and Joan Cusack and the Fielding brothers, Noel and Mike Fielding of the Mighty Boosh. Are one of our favorite things ever, and they're both amazing. We've seen Mike Fielding's butt. Just
oh
in
my
case
God.
You forgot.
I did forget.
It's amazing. Also, the Powerpuff Girls and the Blues Brothers.
The Powerpuff Girls are the best cartoon ever.
Ever.
We both said it at the same time, which makes it true.
It must be true.
I'm still sad because I lost my watch. Well, no, okay,
wait. The Powerpuff Girls watch.
That one's just broken. I also don't know where it is. But it reminded me that I lost my Hello Kitty watch that lights up that I bought at the grocery store that everyone makes fun of me for.
Well, I mean, did you hear yourself when you say that, right?
It was there.
That's fine, but it's still hilarious. Where'd you get your watch? The grocery store.
Yeah, no one thought that was normal. But I had this really cool Powerpuff Girls watch where you could, like,
it's
like
awesome.
The top flipped up. And that you could interchange whoever's face you wanted. So if you're feeling like Blossom, which I never was, because Blossom's the boring one.
She's not boring. She's just kind of bossy. She's the leader.
Yeah, well,
and that's
exactly.
Just not you.
And Buttercup's like the evil, angry one, and Bubbles is like the cute la 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 one. So it's usually those two.
Oh my God, a giant ant!
Exactly. Anyway, we're devolving quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. So anyway, there's a whole lot of bands with siblings in them, whether you know it or not, because some of them are pretty well known, but then, because, like, there's some, like, the Allman Brothers Band, they say it right in the title, they're brothers.
And, like, the Jackson 5.
Right, everybody knows that. But you have stuff like AC/DC, Bauhaus, the Bay City Rollers, the Bee Gees, which everyone knows, the
I'm
Beach
sorry,
Boys.
Did you say the Bay City Rollers?
Yeah, I was hoping you didn't hear that. The Bay City Rollers.
It's okay. I've talked about them enough times. We don't have to do it now.
Thank God. I mean, great. So anyway, moving on. The Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, the Breeders, the Carpenters, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Dire Straits, the Everly Brothers, Hanson, Hart, the Hives, In Excess, the Isley Brothers, the Jackson 5, which we just said, Jesus and Mary Chain, which we've also talked about.
Yeah.
We could talk about them more because I like them.
We could, but we don't
But
have
we're not. Time. Kings of Leon, the Misfits, which threw Chloe for a loop.
Okay, wait. Now, I might like destroy my punk cred for not knowing this. But then she's, like, telling me that I'm like, well, of course I didn't know they were brothers because they're stupid fucking names.
They're obviously given names, which sounds so similar. Jerry Only and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein.
I'm sorry.
They're clearly related.
That's Frankenstein.
My apologies.
Yeah, I didn't know they were brothers. I had no idea.
So there's also The National, which has two sets of brothers in it. No Doubt, which was started by Gwen Stefani's brother, and then she kind of took over.
Yeah.
And she made it what it is.
Good for her, though.
Nelson.
Okay, Nelson is the two dudes that look like sisters, but they're brothers.
There's a book called The Sisters Brothers. That could be them. But I think the book's good, and they're not.
Hey, some people like Nelson.
Well, that's fine. Difference of opinion. The Proclaimers, which Chloe loves when I play for her. Radiohead.
The video's weird, okay?
Well, it is. Okay, it is weird. Anyway, Radiohead, The Shags, Stone Temple Pilots. Who?
The Shags.
Oh, well, I mentioned them anyway. Striper, everyone's favorite Christian metal band.
AKA the only Christian metal band. That's probably not true.
Van Halen and Wilson Phillips, as seen in Bridesmaids, in case you didn't know them before that.
I love Wilson Phillips.
And coincidentally, they're the daughters of Brian Wilson, who's in the Beach Boys, who I just mentioned. And there's also, like, a lot of siblings that are music-driven, I guess, but, like, aren't necessarily in the same band. Like, Jason and Robert Schwartzman. Jason Schwartzman's obviously more famous as an actor, but he was in Phantom Planet, and Robert Schwartzman's in Rooney. Fun fact, I met him. He's awesome.
What?
I met Robert Schwartzman.
Was I there?
No. They opened for Hanson, another band of brothers. Yes, I still like Hanson. Bite me.
No one's going to bite you or argue with you, because if anyone wants to argue about Hanson, I'll fucking punch you in the face.
Also, Chloe likes Bay City Rollers, so, like, let's think about this.
They're good.
So, anyway, but also, like, Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn, they're both musical. There's also Jedward. I don't know if anyone's up on their weird...
I'm sorry.
That was delightful. Like, random, like, British X Factor people, but Jedward are Irish twins, and seriously, Google them, because their hair... It deserves its own Wikipedia page. Like, I just look at it. And also, Tim and Phil Hanseroth, they're, the Hanseroth twins, they're in Brandi Carlile's band, so she goes as a solo act, but they're a huge part of it, and the three of them, their voices together are just mind-blowing, so they deserve some
credit. And I saw them, so I can attest to that.
They're really good. The three of them will just, usually at every show, they just sing, like, without instruments, without even being mic'd. And it's just always, it just, like, immediately gives me chills.
You have a visitor.
Oh, hello. Also, fun random fact from history. Mozart had a sister, an older sister, who was 4 years older than him, and he worshipped her. And she's the reason that he even became a musician. And she was incredibly talented in her own right. But, as mentioned before, she's a woman, so she didn't get to have a music career.
Yeah, because women are stupid. Am I right?
They don't know anything.
Am I right?
We're doing this. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I just scared Fifi away.
There's a couple other bands that are siblings, and we're going to talk about them a little bit more.
In depth.
Not in depth. Like, we're gonna gloss over some stuff.
Well, more in depth than just what we did.
Than mentioning their name.
Yeah.
Okay, so first up is The Kinks. Are you done?
I drank some wine. I'm a little bit goofy right now.
Great. So they formed in 1964 in North London by Ray and Dave Davies, which his name's Dave Davies. It cracks me up. I love the Kinks, but Dave Davies is hilarious. The name.
My name's Dave Davies.
What?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Anyway. They were popular. They became part of the British invasion, and then I guess there was like the touring band for the States in 1965, so they didn't really get to tour much here because they only formed in 64. You Really Got Me is the song that like everybody knows, aside from what, Lola, and the what's the other one that I can't think of?
Coca-Cola. I don't know which one. The 8-man one?
Nobody knows
because
that.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Wait, can I just tell everybody? Because I was playing it for Lindsay earlier. I'm like, listen to this. I have heard that song before, and like before I knew what it was called, I was just listening to it. Because I have a problem with people who mishear lyrics that are like in the title. But in my defense, I didn't know the title. And I thought he was saying Eggman. Oh my god, Eggman was on the egg cartons. Remember when you worked at the bagel place?
Oh my god,
Eggman, he was like a superhero.
He had a cape and really weird legs.
Yeah.
That was,
and there was a little egg.
You remember that.
There's a little egg that said, "Yay, Eggman."
Yeah, it was about egg safety. I don't remember.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so there's Eggman. anyway, You Really Got Me was their third single, and that's kind of when they exploded. And then for some reason in the mid 70s there was like a quiet period for them. And then the late 70s, early 80s, they had a revival. And they really influenced a lot of bands that were part of the Britpop or the second British invasion in the 90s, like Blur and Oasis.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert, Oasis is coming up. So Ray and Dave, they've been in it for the entire 32-year run of the band. And there's always talks of a reunion, but I think one of the members that was really important to the band, and I cannot remember who it was. He died several years ago, and they both kind of said, like, there's really not much of a point going on without him because he was such an integral part of the band. So,
I respect that.
I do, too. I feel like, you know, just because they're the ones who started it, it doesn't mean they're the most important ones necessarily. So it's cool that they can admit that. So anyway.
Oh.
We're going to play a Kinks song.
Yep.
And it's not that.
Clicks.
Oh, sorry. I have clicks on my iPod. It's partly so I don't have to look at it while I'm trying to find stuff, but also for nostalgia. They don't make these anymore.
I know.
They officially stopped making, like, just music iPods, guys. Why?
Because we're a stupid species.
I hate everyone. I'm just kidding. Except you. You're great. You.
Me?
No.
No.
Not you, obviously. I can't stand you.
I am Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Oh, there it is. Oh my god. I'm sorry. It's clicky. It's so clicky.
You could have turned them off.
I know. All right. Did we say what song it is?
No, I was going to let you do that.
Oh!
Because I said everything else, because I did all the work.
So, I picked... I'm not going to play you Eggman. Or 8-Man, as it's actually called. But this is a song called Victoria that we both like. so that's the Kinks.
Yay.
You know, I was just, I think I did talk about them before, but only ever, like, for Record Store Day releases, because the past, I don't know how many Record Store Day things they've done, like, reissues of exact 7-inch singles that came out, like, in the 60s and stuff, which is pretty cool. But I know I've talked about them before, but yeah, anyway, so the Kinks.
What's the Kinks?
That's the Kinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
L.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, wait, that's not next.
No, it's not. So the next band is,
The Stooges?
Yeah. The Stooges.
Yeah.
Yes. okay, so the Stooges formed in 1967 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Known for, I don't know, being like a really cute place, apparently. So the siblings in this band are Ron Ashton, who played guitar, and Scott Ashton, who was the drummer. They formed, this is really fun, they formed in 67, broke up in 1970, reformed in 1973 to make Raw Power with a new lineup, broke up in 1974. Reunited in 2003 through 2016. So, yeah. Rob Ashton actually, he died in 2009 of a heart attack. And they said, the band said in their statement, they called him irreplaceable. And then Iggy Pop himself said the Stooges died with Ron Ashton. So he was clearly a very important part of the band. And then Scott Ashton actually died in March of 2014, also of a heart attack. And there's a book, and again, I apologize for giving you fragments of information. Somebody wrote a book about...
Have you listened to this podcast before? It's less than fragments, usually, so go ahead with your fragments.
I have standards for giving information. So anyway, somebody wrote a book about the Stooges, but it mainly focuses on the Ashton brothers and what they did, not just in the Stooges, but in the between periods, as you can tell. They broke up a few times because they were pretty important musicians themselves. And I don't think people really recognize them. I know I didn't. I didn't really know much about them. Because if you want to check out another book about the Stooges, there's a book called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. It's about Iggy Pop, Lou Reed, and David Bowie. It's incredible. Read it. It's good. You'll like it if you like that kind of stuff. But even in that book, it was mostly about Iggy Pop and his antics. And I honestly, after reading it, I'm amazed that anyone reformed in a band with him because he's nuts. Brilliant, but nuts.
You know, my favorite... I probably shouldn't say my favorite thing about Iggy Pop because it's going to sound really dumb. I think he's great. But he has an Instagram account for his bird.
Oh my god, yes.
Biggie Pop.
He's so cute.
And it's fucking adorable. And the he'll like be listening to like the Stooges or something, and the bird, Biggie, like dances. It's so cute. I love it.
That might be my favorite thing about Iggy Pop now.
It's pretty great. I've never seen him, which I think is like I feel like it's a pretty big flaw on my part. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, he is one we've never seen. We did get to see Bowie though. I mean, that's up there with pretty great stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Sorry, now I made you sad.
Chupacabra. Oh, I can't see. Get out of my way, bitch.
Sorry.
Gone. Okay. Wait, did I say? I didn't say what song it is. So the album is Raw Power, and I'm going to play a song called Shake Appeal, which if any of you ever listened to my old podcast with Kenneth, it was called Shake Appeal, because we actually both like the Stooges, which is like one of the only things we agree on musically, aside from the Beatles. So, Shake Appeal!
Bam.
Moves so fast to say, moves so fast.
Okay. So that's the Stooges.
That was very dramatic.
Yes, it was. I also just realized that this is already, like, almost a half an hour. So it's going to be an extra long episode, but you guys should appreciate that because I just told her that everything up to this has, like, kind of sucked lately. So this is, like, an actual, like, content-heavy episode with, like, real shit.
I bring the facts.
That's true. I don't.
That's, like, my only good quality, though, is I know facts. It's, you know, other than that.
Yeah, that's why I like you, because you know facts.
You don't have a choice. Everyone else does. Anyway.
God, I hate you.
Exactly.
Oh my god. What happened to me?
You turned into Batman. My god. Anyway, moving on.
Careful.
I'm being careful.
With your drink.
My coffee.
Yes.
Anyway, so the next band.
Devo!
We are Devo. So Devo, they formed in 1973. The band members are from Kent and Akron, Ohio. This band is another one with two sets of brothers, Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh, and then Gerald and Bob Kissel. If I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry, but I've never actually heard people say it, so I don't know. So anyway, Mark Mothersbaugh met Gerald and another guy, Bob Lewis, at Kent State, where they went to school. And Gerald Kissel and Bob Lewis actually came up with the name Devolution, which is Devo. That's what Devo is short for. Because they called it, they had a whole art project thing that was about the devolution of the human race, specifically after the shootings at Kent State, which if you're not familiar with that, Google it, because there's a whole lot of weird information about it. But one of Gerald Kissel's friends, Jeffrey Miller, was one of the victims that was shot, so that affected him in a huge way. So that's where they got their name, which I thought was interesting, because I actually never knew that. I knew it was supposed to be devolution, whatever, words. But I didn't realize that it was because of the whole Kent State thing. I actually did a project on that before. It would have been nice to know Devo was somehow related. Yeah. So that's Devo. I feel like everyone knows more about them, like some of the colorful stuff. Like Mark Mothersbaugh does a lot of stuff. He wrote the Rugrats theme song.
That's so weird.
I know.
Okay, so Devo and this song. Hold on a second. There you go. Oh, that's close. This song is amazing and it's called Sloppy. In parentheses, I saw my baby getting.
Close parentheses.
Okay, here it is. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Devo. Whoops.
Why don't you shout about it?
I just did. I just did, man.
Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo. Next on our list, I already mentioned before.
Oasis?
Maybe say it right.
I did.
No. So anyway, Oasis.
Oasis?
You're such a dick.
Oasis.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow, bruv. Anyway.
Oasis.
Oh my god. I should never have showed you that.
I just had a literal spit tank. So I have to get a towel.
Oh my god.
It wasn't even that funny.
No, it was damn it. Really stupid.
Alright, talk about Oasis.
Oh my god. Oh. I'm crying. Anyway. So, Oasis. They're actually one of my all-time favorite bands. Noel Gallagher, I think, was, like, my first crush. If we're being honest, I still have a crush on him. He's adorable. So they formed in Manchester, in case you didn't know where they were from. In case you didn't know where they were from. Chloe's just going to keep yelling things. They formed in 1991. Noel actually joined after their first gig. Liam was in the band, and he watched Noel. He watched them play and then said, hey, I have song ideas, and he kind of gave the band direction, so that was cool. So anyway, they were part of the big four of Britpop, along with Blur, Pulp, and Suede. Blur, who they famously feuded with. I'm pretty sure Noel Gallagher said he hoped Damon Albarn got AIDS and died, but...
Really?
Yeah, like, they hated each other, like, vehemently hated each other. It might have been pretend, but he has since forgiven him, obviously, because he actually sang on one of the new Gorillaz tracks from their album Humans that just came out. I'm just going to throw that out there. If you haven't listened to that one yet, check that out, because it's really good. So, anyway. But I think it was real, because Liam Gallagher, of course... Because in case you didn't know, the Gallagher brothers don't get along that well, like, what? At all. But Liam Gallagher gave him a bunch of crap about singing on the Gorillaz track. He's like, oh, we hated this guy. Now he's just doing a song with him. Obviously, he sounded different, but you get the idea. Anyway, so their last album came out. It was called Dig Out Your Soul. Their last tour was in 2008, and I was lucky enough to see them when they came to Philly, which was awesome, because the first time I saw them was not a good show. Not their fault, just I hate outside shows, and some girl's butt was in my face the whole time. you remember. So then Noel actually left the band in August of 2009, and he formed Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, which is so good, because it's all the goodness that Noel brought to Oasis. And so it's really good. If you haven't checked it out by now, do it. Liam and the rest of the band formed BDI, and they put out an album. It wasn't bad. I think they put out more than one. I don't know. I liked, like, one song off it, though. But they broke up, I think, about 3 years ago, and now Liam Gallagher's doing his own thing in addition to yelling about things, because that's what he does. He's an angry Mancunian man. So anyway, that's Oasis. And we're going to listen to a song.
All right. I'm back.
She's recovered.
Oh, my God.
Thank heavens.
Oh, no. It's like all...
It's all over everything. I'm not really sure what happened. No. Don't start again. I know what happened. Never mind. So anyway, we're going to listen to a song called The Shock of the Lightning. And it's off their last album, Dig Out Your Soul. because I can't decide on what to play, so I made Chloe pick. Because I like them all.
I like this one.
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
That's spaghetti noodle. All
right, what is Shock of the Lightning?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Is it?
Is it?
It is. Okay. I don't know. I'm checking. So that's Oasis, in case you didn't ever hear of them before, because you just Oasis? Crawled out of a rock, out from under a rock, not out of a rock.
A Patrick star.
This is Patrick.
He literally lives under a rock.
At least he's got it dug out, though, and it's not just flattening him.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, the next band is Tegan and Sarah, who are twins, in case you don't know who they are, Tegan and Sarah Quinn. Twins. They're from, the Quinn twins, from Calgary, Alberta. They officially formed as Tegan and Sarah in 1998. They have 8 studio albums, and they're all awesome. Their sound has definitely changed over the years. Their first album that was given to me by a friend was called This Business of Art. It's really good, but it's definitely, like, a more indie sound, if that's even really a thing, because I feel like indie is just a random label that people throw on stuff they don't know how to classify.
Pretty much.
But it kind of fits with that, I guess. I'm not making any sense. Anyway, so they have a little bit, like, it's indie, there's a little punk influence, there's definitely, like, a lot of other... Oh, there's, like, I say punk influence, it's, like, a couple songs that sound a little punkier to me. But anyway, their most recent album just came out June of last year. It's called Love You to Death. And they've definitely moved into a pop sound. But it's so good. Like, I don't even... Some people get upset when bands change their sound too much. Because if they kind of go into, like, a different genre, I guess they don't like that. But, like, I don't know. Screw the genres. Like, just do what you want.
They call me the genre spanner. I span the genres.
They call you the spanner. Anyway. So this, I had Chloe pick a song because, again, I can't pick one because I like them all. So this is off their most recent album, Love You to Death. It's called Boyfriend. Fun note about this album, too. It's actually the first one that they've really used gender-specific pronouns. They're pretty outspoken about being gay and about equal rights and all that, which is awesome. But I don't know the reasoning behind it, but this is the first album where you really... Like, you listen to it, you're like, oh, they're clearly singing about, like, they love a girl.
Also, it's called Love You to Death, and there's an Alice Cooper album that's called Love It to Death. I want to think that they know that.
Probably.
Maybe they did that on purpose.
Possibly. Or they did it by accident and then found out later and were like, oh. Or realized it later. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
It's just in your unconscious
mind. Yeah. Yeah, see?
So anyway, this song is called Boyfriend, and Chloe's going to play it instead of making weird sounds now.
Am I? Oh, wait.
God, I hope so.
Clickety, clickety, click.
Clickety, clickety.
Oh my god, where is it?
It starts with T.
I know.
There it is.
Is it television?
No, it's not television.
Boyfriend. All right, here it is.
That I can't hold back. The feeling that you give me, wanna give it right back. I know you always win at this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood.
So that's Tegan and Sarah, in case you didn't know.
Tegan also, and Sarah.
They did that song for the Lego movie, Everything is Awesome, which I don't actually even really know the whole thing, and it gets stuck in my head sometimes. It's great. Don't do that.
Okay.
You're just going to keep doing that. Anyway, all right, so the last band.
Last but not least.
Definitely not least. We went in chronological order. There's no favoritism here.
That's right.
That's right. Gonna haunt you good.
The Darkness.
The Darkness. In case everyone forgot about them.
Which is understandable because they kind of aren't great anymore.
They were. Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things, like when they came out, it was such a new novel thing. And then, yeah, they just, there were a lot of drugs involved. So anyway, The Darkness formed, they're from Suffolk in England. I probably said that wrong, because the English, it's spelled some way and it's said another. Like, just, it's, like.
Rocky, stop that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey.
Like, Hertfordshire. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
So they formed in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
I forgot about that. Actually, in the year 2003, their album Permission to Land came out, which is what blew everyone's mind. The siblings in this band, which I don't think I realized because, like...
They look the same.
Well, I don't think I was looking that close then, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Justin Hawkins, who's the lead singer, also plays guitar.
And he wears a cat suit.
And he wears it very well. And then Dan Hawkins, who wears his brother.
A Thin Lizzy t-shirt, like in every picture.
He does. He plays guitar and does backup vocals. So there's got to be some kind of sibling magic. Like, if you sing together, you sound good. If you can sing. No, don't.
You want to try it?
No. So anyway...
Let's do it.
We're not doing that. We're not singing. I can't sing. I already know. So the band separated in 2006. Justin formed the group Hot Leg, which is just very weird sounding, but somehow makes sense.
Hot Leg.
And the rest of them formed the band Stone Gods. But they did reform, and they actually have a fifth album that's due out in October, which I didn't know about until I started looking stuff up, so...
I hope it's good.
I hope it's good, too. Like, I want them to be good, you know?
They were so good live.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I saw them.
You didn't?
No.
I went that one time by myself, like a weirdo. And then, oh, my God, there's Foxy Shazam opened.
Oh, yeah, I remember
so good.
That.
And then,
I remember you telling me about that.
And then the other time, Ryan took me for my birthday. And
that's right. He's the appropriate person to go see them with.
I know. Should make sure he's still alive.
Yeah, probably. I miss going to shows with you. We should do that more.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few coming up, so.
Gaga.
Yeah.
Gaga.
And Kasabian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Same week.
And hopefully Kesha.
OG, Kesha! Chloe doesn't talk about her enough.
Whatever.
She's amazing.
I'm a motherfucker!
That's why we don't sing together.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were actually talking about The Darkness before we got derailed into a Kesha conversation.
Oops, that happens with me.
Yeah, it happens a lot. So, are you just gonna make sound effects the whole time?
Clickety, clickety.
That's not my fault you started that. So we're gonna play a song from their first album because nostalgia, I guess. I don't know. It's called Friday Night. I forgot this is what we picked. I'm hard pressed to find a song on that first album that I don't actually like.
Yeah, it's so good.
There's
whole thing is
usually
good.
Like one or two songs in an album you're like, oh, it's this. Yeah, I'm gonna skip this one. I'm gonna skip it. But on this album, it's just like, no, I'm gonna play all of them at top volume.
Exactly.
So everyone knows.
All right. Everyone. This is So here's Friday Night.
Me. I used to sit next to you at school, and we talked it all.
my fucking god, I love that song.
I couldn't tell.
Oh. Anyway.
Get away from me.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
All right, we're done.
Are we?
Well, we're over an hour. So
great.
Unless I edit this down, it will be an hour long, which you're welcome, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Chloe's not sorry, but I'm sorry.
It's good shit. You get, like, real facts instead of me just being like,
So I'll be back whenever she wants me to bring some facts.
Look, I was just really tired today, and I couldn't think about things.
So. Are you ever not tired?
No. Okay. But especially tired today.
I'm running on, like, 2 hours of sleep. I feel awesome.
I'm not feeling awesome.
I felt like I got hit by a bus earlier, but now I'm back.
I feel like garbage.
I'm going to crash in, like, 10
minutes. Speaking of garbage, my trash needs to go out tonight.
That's good. Why don't you just tell everyone about it?
It's mostly poop.
Ew.
Cat poop. Well, you said tell everyone about it.
File under things no one cares about.
Most of my trash is cat shit.
We're done here.
Yeah, we're done. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for my schmoobie stepping in and helping me.
Woo. I'll be back for more facts some other time.
Facts.
Factual information.
Something I'm not good at. All right. On that note, I'll be back next week. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin' Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.